President, several countries have addressed ethnic discrimination, racism, xenophobia and hate speech. I would like to thank all of you for your recommendations. It is the aim of my government to fight racism and ethnic and religious discrimination and prejudice. To combat discrimination, a strong legal framework is prerequisite. I believe we have made a significant step forward with the constitutional amendments of 2014, the new Equality and Anti-Discrimination Act, and the changes made to the enforcement system of the anti-discrimination legislation. The Equality and Anti-Discrimination Ombudsman and the Anti-Discrimination Tribunal now have distinct and clear roles. Together, they make up a low threshold and free of charge offered to victims of discrimination. Victims can seek advice and guidance from the Ombudsman. If necessary, they can file complaints with the tribunal, which now has the competence to reward redress in discrimination cases within working life. We know that people in Norway experience discrimination in different areas of society. For instance, in the labor market, in the housing market, and in the health sector. Racism and discrimination are barriers to inclusion and create fear and distrust. The new action plan will target this. There is a need to gather more knowledge in order to improve our policies. We need more research on the effectiveness of measures to counter discrimination, racism, and hate speech. We also need more knowledge about the discrimination faced by the Sami and the national minorities. Participation in the labor market and in the society is key to integration. The government's integration strategy, integration through education and competence, show the direction of our integration policy and how we will reach our goal of getting more immigrants employed and to participate in Norwegian society. The right to choose, practice and change one's religion or belief is established in the Norwegian Constitution, Article 16, and in the Convention for the Protection of Human Rights and Fundamental Freedoms, Article 9, incorporated in the Act of Human Rights. The Church of Norway had 3,740,920 members in 2017. This amounted to 70.6% of the total population. In addition, there were about 800 religious and life stance communities with a total of 619,000 members. They all received public funding. Thank you.